Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Trudy Jean Evans is our guest, and Trudy Jean is the president of the Raven Group. It's a human development company that helps individuals put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's also the author of a book that's just doing outstanding, The Pied Piper Principle, Lead and They Will Follow. She's our friend, Trudy Jean Evans. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you back, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, same to you. Same to you.
I'm pretty thankful to be a small business owner. What about you?
Well, you know, I worked in the corporate environment for 15 years with one company and for nine with another. And had
Started when you were only three?
Well, six.
I started a little late in life.
Yeah. And had someone told me back then that I would be very happy celebrating. This year we celebrated our fifth year in business.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I would have never believed them. But, you know, I certainly do enjoy. I enjoy having clients be my boss instead of other people. I like being my own boss, but I like being led by my clients and the people that work for me. So, yeah, I will be very thankful this Thursday for being in business myself with my husband.
It's more fun to be working for customers than it is for executive vice presidents, right?
Well, that's an interesting thing if you think about it. You can certainly adjust when a customer tells you something that you might not be happy to hear, but sometimes it's a little harder to adjust when the boss tells you something.
Of course, if one of your customers isn't an executive vice president, that changes everything. That's okay. That's okay,
well,
right?
That's what I was going to say. I can certainly have an executive officer of a company, you know, tell me something that I would not have necessarily wanted to hear by my old bosses. So
it's just something about it, isn't it? I don't know what it is. It's just something about that makes a difference.
You know, Jim, I think sometimes, though, maybe there's a part of it I think that entrepreneurs have in common, and I think that's the ability for self-confidence. And I think that, you know, I think when you start to really mature in the business world, whether you're, you know, a young person or old person, we mature from a business perspective so differently. I really think that as you become more within who you are and a better understanding of what you can contribute, I think then all of a sudden when people give you some advice that you don't necessarily agree with, you have a stronger wherewithal to say, no, you know, I'm not going to do it that way, or no, I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that ties in with why, you know, people at different places in their life become very successful owning their own businesses.
No, I think you're exactly right. You know, I'm like you. I was a good employee for 23 years, and I've had my own business now for about 14 years, so I know exactly what you mean. It's a transition, and the thing is, Trudy Jean, I think that's the thing that we're seeing in the 21st century. More and more people are realizing that you know what, there's a lot of wonderful things that can be accrued, that you can accrue from working for somebody else, whether it be a large company or small company, but it's also becoming more and more acceptable to say, you know, what I want to go out on my own. I want to start my own business. I want to do my own thing. And as long as you've got as long as people are feeling that it's okay to do that and it's acceptable, then they're doing it whenever they want to. You know, they're not feeling any pressure to do it in any particular time, and it happens when it happens. And I think that's the healthiest way to start a business, is when you don't have to start one.
Well, yeah, and I also think that, you know, there's probably a lot to be said. You know, the old line, out of something bad comes something good.
I think
there's a lot to be said about people that, you know, have maybe gotten, you know, caught into the downsizing. And I certainly think as one door closes, another door opens. So maybe
that's what happened to me. I mean, I was downsized twice in 18 months. Talk about bad luck. And And that was my example. That was the thing. But in those days, that was sort of, and I think that's what's happening a lot right now. I think there are a lot of businesses being created by people who were, you know, they were employed 6 months ago, and now they're saying, you know, even if they've got job offers, they're realizing that the reason that they were working for that company was because they thought they had job security, and now they realize that job security has really always been a myth.
And you know, I think that their life choices also add to that. I think since 9/11, I think we started to realize that there's more important things than getting up and going to work every morning and losing out time with your family. And I think that's another reason why, you know, I highly value my ability to call my own shots as best as I can. And so the fact that I can, you know, I'm not going to have to work on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for that because I'll be able to spend time with my two daughters and my husband. And so, you know, I think we all have started to make a lot of, you know, just as you pointed out, a lot of decisions based on many of the things that are happening in the world around us today.
Well, and you know, when my own situation, when I started my business, my children were still young and at home, and even though I worked more hours for myself, especially in those early days getting things go off the ground, than I did as an employee, which you always do, they were my hours. They were the hours that I wanted to work, and I was able to actually spend more time and attend more things that my children were involved in than I would have if I had been an employee.
Well, and you just said it. It was your hours that you chose. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there are days when I might look to somebody else that I'm not working as much, and then yet they don't necessarily see that I'm starting off maybe at 6:30 in the morning, or I'm still doing something maybe at 8 or 8:30 that night. So I think you're absolutely right. And I think one of the things that I did in the book that my Pied Piper principal lead and they will follow is, there are so many people that are entrepreneurs that make the decision to go into business for themselves, and they don't really have any leadership training. They don't have any, how do I manage people? You know, they've gone from typically being a good worker, and now, just like you said, you know, I mean, I was a great corporate employee. I mean, you would have wanted to have me. You know, I did all the right things. But at what point, many people don't have the opportunity to go to any types of leadership classes, or they don't have, and then when they own their own business, they don't have the time or necessarily the money for that. And so what I tried to do in my book is try to offer people that go from that superstar to supervisor position some tips that can help them, you know, in an easy to read manner that is not very expensive.
Let me stop you for a second. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, I want to talk to Trudy about mentoring others. Do we have an obligation to be a mentor, to be a role model? And we'll get her thoughts on that right after these messages. It's 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. 800-531-3815. Trudy Jean Evans is our guest. She's the author of an outstanding book, The Pied Piper Principle, Lead and They Will Follow. Trudy Jean, tell us where your book is available, and also give us your website, please.
It's available through any of the .coms, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books a Million, and you can also get it at our website, which is www.thraven group inc.com. You got to put the V and the ink on there.
Theravengroupinc.com. And
right.
Trudy Jean Evans is spelled just like you think it would be spelled. No,
just like you think it would be.
No, don't put any fancy, don't put anything, any extra letters in there or anything. But Trudy Jean is two words, by the way.
It is.
Trudy Jean, what about this thing we call mentoring and being a role model? Do we have, as business owners, do we have an obligation to do that, to be mentors?
Yeah, I think not only do I think they're in fact, I think they might be a little bit separate. I think that I think more and more people are buying in that you have to be a mentor, and that, you know, lots of different programs are out there. We even have workshops on how to put together a good mentoring program, and I think companies all across the United States are starting to realize that that's more and more that, you know, now you're seeing high schools being hooked up with businesses, and I think that's becoming accepted. I think the piece that could be missing is that we're always role models even when we're not in a mentoring environment. And I think that's sometimes what people that fall into leadership, they go from buddy to boss, and they don't realize, I think, how terribly important it is that every movement that you make is being watched at all times, and I talk about that in the book. Just like we watch famous sports athletes, you know, we think about what, let's look at just today, what some of the headlines are.
Yeah.
People that have maybe made choices and made decisions that not necessarily were the most favorable. Those people, we now start to see what a role model that just an athlete can be. And that's somebody you've never even met. Think of the impact that one makes when they are a role model to people around them that actually, you know, are physically in their presence on a regular basis. And I think that's where people are missing out a little bit, is they don't quite get that.
So you're saying that being a mentor is a little more of an intentional thing, or being a role model, and it's more, being a mentor is more involved with people that you're kind of more closely aligned with, and being a role model, though, is pretty much sort of more of a universal type of thing.
Yeah, I think you're conscientiously moving into the mentor pro situation. So today I'm going to be with so-and-so and I'm going to mentor them. And I think what happens is that's almost like when you're on your good behavior. And then when that's done, you go and maybe pick up the phone and you are overheard making a derogatory remark about a vendor.
And not doing what you just said that someone else should do.
Exactly. Well, you were on your good behavior
I really kind of think of them similarly, and I'll tell you why I say that. I've said this on the show before, most of the people who have been my mentors over the years didn't know they were being my mentors when they were doing it. In other words, I still think about things that my bosses did, some of the guys that I worked for, I just observed what they did. In other words, I took mentoring from what you would call their role modeling.
Well, I certainly did the same thing. In fact, it's one of the other principles in the book, Let's Go Both Ways. I'll bet then we would both agree that I even learned from the bad ones.
You're exactly right.
And so that mentor or that role model taught me what not to do.
Exactly, no question.
Yeah, so I think you're right. And again, and those people hadn't up today, if you said their name, they would be shocked that they even were that much of an impact.
I've gone back to them and said to them, you were an important part of my becoming a professional. And they were a little embarrassed. They didn't realize that that's what was going on. I agree with you. And the thing is, you know what? It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. I think it's important that we're aware of both of these concepts, being a mentor and being a role model. I think we should be aware of them. But I think the thing is as long as something good comes of it, it doesn't matter what you call it.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. And again, I think you just have to really understand that you are such an influence, you know, in the roles that you, when you're leading other people, you are influencing them. And you know, whether you're, and in fact, we're being influenced and influencing people throughout our lives, no matter where we are in our job.
Well, and I think the one of the main points that you make in your book and that you talk about when you work with your clients is that as business owners, one of the responsibilities that we have is that whether we realize it or not, as a business owner, we are seen as a center of influence, as a person with some level of power, some level of influence, and we should be responsible with that.
Right, and we set the tone. I mean, and we, you know, we just had a conversation the other day in the office where one of my staff was doing some work with a potential client, and we're not quite sure that it's going to work out the way we want it to work out. We look at our business relationships that are of mutual benefit, and if we don't really think that this is something that we're going to really be able to have the client invite us back, then we're not necessarily sure we want to enter into it. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about what type of thank you do we send them, because we still want to acknowledge it. And at one point, one of my staff said, I don't know, do you really even think we should send anything? And then all of a sudden she stopped herself and she said, well, of course we do, because that's who we are.
That's right.
And I smiled because she knows that would have been my vote. Mm-hmm. And so I realized at that moment that I was very pleased that, again, my management style has influenced her.
Good for you, Trudy Jean. Thank you for being here today. Good job. Will you come back again real soon?
I would be more than happy to, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank
happy
you.
Holidays to you.
You too. Trudy Jean Evans, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Pied Piper.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.